38.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and it is going to be a barn burner of a day. So much is breaking out there in the world of network marketing. We're going to get to it. Obviously, every one of you know that Zeke Rewards went out of business through last week and over the weekend here. There's a lot of controversy, a lot of emotion, a lot of finger pointing and all kinds of crud going on. So what we want to do, we had Jeff Sokol coming on in the second hour, and he's got a baby christening. He's got a beautiful new baby. So we moved him to next week. And what we're going to do is we're going to open up right now with Kevin Thompson for about 20 minutes. Then we're going to go to Brian Carruthers, who's a rock star. You guys knew him from prepaid. Now he's over at Legal Shield. Same company, different name. And then we're going back to the next hour with Garrett McGrath and Troy Dooley. I've got a number up on Facebook. If you want to call in and talk to those guys live on the air, that number is 877-996-4337, extension 125. So without any further ado, let's just get this show on the road. Kevin Thompson, you guys know, is one of the three or four top, well, preeminent. I know he's probably the top, but there's only three or four guys that even play on the same field as him in law regarding network marketing. We are so lucky to have him aboard. I'm blown away. His father-in-law's in town. Wasn't supposed to come on the radio today because he knew it was so important. He literally sneaked out to do a half an hour with us. Hello, Kevin Thompson. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Tom, and thanks so much for the invitation to be on your program. I know I punted when we spoke on Friday about this call, but there's just so much activity about this issue, and this, you know, it's just very, very important. I want to be part of this conversation.
Yeah, so let's talk about this a little bit. I want your opinion on the penny auctions as a whole, the industry as a whole, keeping it clean as a whole, just the whole tamale from where you stand. You are such a recognized name, and people understand that you know what you're talking about. I think the Zeke Rewards going out of business is terrible for our profession. I don't care what people thought of it. 200,000 people thought it was awesome. And as a result of that, they are now without their livelihoods. They're suffering. Let's go from there.
You know, are you sure we've only got 20 minutes to cover this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
There's a lot of issues to talk about. You know, Zeke, it wasn't just a penny auction site. I mean, penny auctions in general, they're not necessarily a bad thing. They're obviously very cash rich. I mean, these companies, they'll collect $7,000 worth of bids selling a $70 item, right? Assuming each bid costs $1. I mean, these things crank out a lot of cash. And I understand that there's arguments that, hey, really, it's gambling. It should be separately regulated. But the reality is, it's not regulated as gambling. And we don't know if that's ever going to happen. So Zeke was not just a penny auction company. It was a combination of just weird elements. And the bottom line, it went down largely because Paul Burks wanted to maintain 1.5% appreciation every single day, even though his model was not really capable of sustaining that kind of return, which we've just learned so much in 3 days. I mean, it really was a Ponzi scheme. Paul Burks, and I understand, look, there's room for litigation. I don't think, based on my understanding and my reading of the complaint, I don't think Zeke and or Paul, they're not going to contest these allegations, which means we have to accept them at face value as true. At least in my opinion, I do. And these allegations are very specific, by the way. I don't think that the SEC, that I don't think they're making these numbers up. And basically, over 1 billion bids were sold. Now, bids in a normal setting, they have real value. People can buy bids. They can redeem those bids in exchange for the right to purchase product at a really good price. Penny auctions are not necessarily a bad thing. But you start paying commissions on bids, it changes things. And you would hope that these bids are actually being used. Otherwise, it's a token product. Otherwise, it's $10,000 lemonade, right? I mean, suppose we have a network marketing model and we say, look, we're going to sell $10,000 shots of lemonade. Just buy it, drink it, recruit 10 people to buy it and drink it. We're going to be rich. Well, clearly in that scenario, the lemonade is a token product. It's disguising a money transfer game from new investors to old investors. And so here you've got a billion bids sold, but only 0.25% of those bids were ever used. So people were spending all this money buying all these bids, talking about, yay, we're in the bid business, but nobody used the stuff. And that's just one of many screwy elements in this deal. I don't even know where to continue. What kind of questions do you have about this?
So, Ponzi schemes. Obviously, I came out of the securities world, and Ponzi schemes I'm very familiar with. Do you think this thing was set up as a Ponzi scheme, or do you think that this is... It doesn't smell like a Ponzi scheme to me as much as a total cluster. Do you think it was set up that way?
You know, Tom, there's a saying in Texas where you miss by an inch, you miss by a mile.
Yeah.
When you're drilling, when you're laying pipe and you're building these pipeways, if you're off by an inch, thousands of miles later, you're way off.
There you go.
And I think what happened was you had a clever concept. I mean, these entrepreneurs came together. They created this really clever concept of, hey, we're going to have all kinds of cash on the penny auction side. We're going to distribute the profit this way. And at some point, it just ran away from them. The model was so successful, it grew to a certain size. And here's where I think he made his mistake, where it sort of transitioned into a Ponzi scheme. To answer your question, I don't think it was set up to be a Ponzi scheme. I think it evolved into a Ponzi scheme. When Paul Burks made the decision, and again, this is assuming that the allegations are true, when he made the decision to essentially guarantee 1.5% returns per day, even if the model wasn't generating those kinds of returns, when he started manipulating the numbers, it ran away from him.
And
the model kept growing,
which
means his obligations to keep that 1.5% return rate increased. And so he had to take money from new investors, and he had to funnel it to the older investors. And so I think it evolved over time into a train wreck.
Why do you think he felt compelled to do that? I mean, the deal was working. I've never met anybody, and the entire time I heard from Zeke, and I've been pitched by, I felt stupid that I couldn't figure out Zeke, and I felt ignored because I would talk to people every day that were making $20,000, $30,000 a month, and I'm going, why in the world didn't I know that? And I wasn't smart enough to figure it out, but not in one time did I ever hear that 1.5% a day story. Where did that come from, and why did he even need to do that? Nobody ever even heard that in my world.
Yeah, I actually heard it in some circles. And Paul Burks, I've heard he's a nice man. I've never met the man, so I don't want this to come across as me being hostile towards him. Or, you know, he may or may not be a criminal. I really feel bad for the victims in this case, because they're not going to get all of their money back, which, by the way, my firm, we're trying to develop a strategy or some kind of action plan to help these people stay on top of the issues and get whatever money they're entitled back. We're trying to create a solution to help. That being said, I just think that the program started out as an investment program, and then they realized, oh, crap, right? And I see this all the time with entrepreneurs. Sometimes, when you catch an entrepreneur soon enough, you can get them to change their model. This thing was already just rolling down like a rolling ball of butcher knives. I mean, it was unstoppable. It was growing really fast. They tried to hire the right vendors to clean it up. But I think the early participants expected a high rate of return. That's what they expected. And so Paul knew that. He knew that if the rate of return was going to drop below 1.5%, he knew people would stop, in my opinion. Which is why he fudged the numbers to keep it going. And he probably thought, okay, we will do this on this one exceptional circumstance, and then whenever we have more cash, we'll reconcile.
Oh, boy.
Which is still shady as heck. That's
yeah.
Probably what he was thinking in his mind. He was thinking the general public will never know, and we'll be fine. But it just ran away from him.
And he settled the charges for only four on a $600 million problem. He settled the whole shoot and match for $4 million. Does that make any sense?
Well, I don't think he settled for $4 million. And this, again, this all hit, my goodness, on Friday. So there's a lot to learn. I think $4 million is in the receiver's possession.
Okay.
Everything is in the possession of the receiver. It's in what's called receivership. He had $4 million in cash. So the receiver took possession of that money. They might go after more.
Okay, so right?
I don't think that's the final settlement. I think they're going to learn where his other assets are, and they're going to start pursuing those assets. He siphoned off $11 million, four of which he had in cash, seven of which we don't really know where it's at.
So what do you think about the future of multi-level marketing penny auction companies are? Do you think this has got the whole, I mean, obviously I know you're involved with Bidify. What do you think the entire world looks like now on this front? Do you think it can be resurrected, or do you think it's a segment that's just gone?
You know, it remains to be seen. And part of, you know, I wrote that article. I got a lot of attention. And my website's themlmattorney.com. The article, I said I'm angry. And I really am angry because, just like you, it affected my relationships with people. I had hard conversations with clients. They said, well, why can't we do this? Zeke is doing it. You're just out of touch. I'm also relieved because now that Zeke's out of the picture, it creates an opportunity for people to try to do it right without getting blown away by Zeke. Zeke's out of the picture. And so do penny auctions have a future in the MLM space? There's a lot of sanitation that needs to happen. And I think I'm not here to defend Bidify's model. You know, if lawyers or if doctors only represented healthy patients, they wouldn't be able to make a living. Bidify's model has changed dramatically since they first retained me. They've really shaved down a lot of the risky spots. There's still more work to be done. I think in the next week, you're going to see some substantial changes. One big change that was made is that basically the most you can spend in this business, in the Bidify business, is 5,000 euros, period, forever.
Done.
So if you're looking to, quote, invest money, you're capped. Forget it. It's not a good place to be. Whereas before, it used to be a lot higher, which that was obviously a problem. And with Zeke, there was a day when the cap wasn't 10,000. It used to be substantially higher than 10,000. So the whole idea of people, here's the source of the cancer. And I'll be candid with you, Tom, and to your listeners. The idea of buying sample bids and giving them away.
Yeah.
And by the nature of you giving these bids away, you accrue value in this profit-sharing pool.
Kevin, we've
got to be fixed.
We've got a hard break. Go to the website. It's on my Facebook wall, themlmattorney.com. Kevin Thompson's a rock star. He came out of a barbecue to talk to you. We're coming back right after this with Brian Carruthers.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show. Holy cow. All right, hopefully that gave you a little insight, and obviously you can contact Kevin Thompson yourself if you want. He's a tremendous MLM attorney, great guy, represents a lot of different network marketing companies. But what I love about him is he stays in the game. He's really relevant, and he sticks his chin out. He leads with his chin. Most of these guys don't do that. They're kind of walking on eggs all the time. He's extremely visible, and I like him. I think I've got Brian Carruthers with me. Brian, you there, buddy? He should be here any second. Okay, so
I'm here.
Yeah, Brian, how are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So Brian Carruthers, everybody, you guys have got to know who he is. Probably at one point in your life when Legal Shield was called prepaid legal, you were probably getting some notes from Brian Carruthers, because the guy did a very, very good job of really, really generating people to a website that showed him his Legal Shield business. But before that, he came out of Washington, D.C. He's just a really, really bright guy that just, his dad had one of the largest real estate companies on the East Coast in the 1970s. By the time he was 27, he pulled all his knowledge together and decided to get in network marketing. But what I love about the guy is he's not pushing a specific business down your throat as much as he has personal relationships and mentorship. And he was just at Eric Worre's event. He launched a new chapter of his life called Getting Out There in Front of the Rest of the Network Marketing World, because he was kind of in a Legal Shield cocoon. And I love what he's doing. I've got unbelievable respect for the guy. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing wonderful. I love your show.
So tell me who you are and tell people why it's so important to have that relationship. Obviously, you love the industry. Let's go down that road a little.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I came from outside of the industry in 1994, wound up looking at the industry because of a friend of mine from college. And quite frankly, I thought I was on top of the world. I was building a large family-owned real estate company. I thought that was going to be what I was going to do till my dying days. But I really got intrigued by the network marketing model. Obviously, anybody that's listening to your show that are network marketers, they're all here for a reason. You know, they probably love their product, of course. I hope they do. but they also probably are intrigued by the premise or the idea, the promise of residual income and leveraged income. I love leverage. You know, I was never wanting to be just a real estate agent. I wanted to be a broker and have other agents that I can help to teach and inspire how to go out and sell homes and get a little override on every one of their house sales. So I've always saw my dad build his business model all around leverage and using leverage in his favor. But, you know, there is the combination of leverage and residual income was what really caught my attention. And then, learning that to help people, and the more you help others, the better you do, that really caught my heart.
Did your dad, being the unbelievable successful real estate guy he is, just about swallow his cigar when you decided to go a different track to the same place called network marketing?
Well, I'm glad he doesn't swallow cigars because he probably would have choked. I mean, he had some choice words for me, some names that were called, and of course it was all out of his love. Of course, you know, any parent, if they think that their kid's going down the wrong road, they're certainly going to try to dissuade them from that decision. And so, quite frankly, I didn't have a whole lot of familial or friend support when I got involved in network marketing, but. You know, but here's the thing. Sometimes we all say we want our friends and family to support us, but sometimes if we had all their support and they were just saying go, 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 then sometimes we don't have anybody to prove wrong. Sometimes we need a negative in our lives. You know, we always have, having cheerleaders, having positive reasons to go build a business, sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes you need to have somebody that gets under your skin so much that it drives you every single day. And it wasn't from a place of malice. It was a place of, I want to prove to my dad that I can go stand on my own 2 feet, that I can make a good business decision, and that I could actually go out and impact a lot of lives and do it outside of his shadow, not in the real estate game. And, you know, that's one of the driving factors for me.
And at the end of the day, you can go back now with the income that you've got, and not just you can buy real estate. I mean, obviously you've got your hands wrapped around that. And what I want for network marketers to understand is this business gives you the leverage, the ability to go leverage and buy real estate, but be able to buy it right, be able to have the money to be able to do it and not be leveraging. You know, you're not going to go in these. You don't have to go in with zero down and all that stuff. You can make really strong business decisions when you've got the kind of cash flow that a Brian Carruthers has or a Richard Brook has. Richard Brook's wealth, he'll tell you, came out of network marketing, taking his network marketing money and putting it into real estate. I saw Steve Wallach and Michelle Wallach lever up themselves to, you know, $25, $30 million worth of real estate just as a result of what they were doing in network marketing and using that money. So that's the way to do it, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, whether it be real estate or whatever their investment vehicle of choice is. I mean, you know, I take a look at what Apple's done in the last couple of years, and about a year ago, I got pretty hot on Apple, and because I had cash flow coming in every single day from my legal shield business, I was able to divert that money and put it into places I want. I'm up over $3 million in profit just on Apple stock in the last 16 months. So
that's
exciting.
We're going to take a fast break here. Brian Carruthers. We're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. I hope you had an unbelievable day so far. We had a great first segment with Kevin Thompson, the MLM attorney. He came out of a barbecue to hop on because of the importance of today's show. And we've got all kinds of things for you. We had Kevin Thompson. Then we've got Brian Carruthers, who is a legend. I've been a fan of this guy for a long time. He did something I couldn't do. And he's also kicking my butt as far as everything in network marketing, so I'm just chasing him. But here's the deal. Right after that, I'm going to do about a 10-minute rant of my own. And then right after that, we've got Troy Dooley. And then right after that, we've got Garrett McGrath, who's the president of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. So we're going to have a heck of a show for you. So stick around. Also, we'll have a replay up in Nothing Flat on the TomChenaultShow.com website, so you'll be able to listen to it. But here we go. We've got Brian Carruthers with us. He built a dynasty at Prepaid Legal. A dynasty. And that, I was in prepaid, and I could not, it whipped me. I mean, it did. And that's that simple. And they've changed it a lot, and it's a different company. It's not even named the same thing anymore. But what this guy accomplished, I'll tell you, I wasn't big enough or man enough to do. So I am in awe of him. And having done a bunch of research on him, I sought him out because what he does is completely network marketing the right way. It is a business. He treats it like a business. He brings in leaders. He trains leaders. He loves the industry. He loves integrity, and he uses it to build wealth. What more could anybody want? Back to you, Brian. We were talking about just why you do what you do. And let's talk about prepaid then and prepaid now, as far as are you thrilled to death with all the changes evolving into the Legal Shield conversation? Is that working out great for you?
It's been incredible. I mean, obviously with when I got involved with prepaid back in 1998, October 98, my first month, when I started to go out and talk to people that were aware of network marketing, they said, Brian, that company's old hat. You've already missed the boat. It's not ground floor anymore. You're not going to make any money. And I've made, well in excess of eight figures in this business from the same company they told me was old hat. And I told them, I said, look, I don't want to get involved in a ground floor company. You see what happens, just in the last couple of days with ground floor companies. I wanted to get involved with a rock solid company tapping into a ground floor industry. And now in 2011 in July, we actually had Mid-Ocean Partners, which is a private equity firm out of New York, that bought the company for $650 million. And in the process, spent an absolute fortune using some major firms across America to do the research and the analysis of the stats to figure out what kind of market is there and how to actually tap it. We've got national TV commercials that are actually starting to air. Right now, they're already in four markets. By the end of the year, everybody on your TV screen is going to see Legal Shield. So it's a whole new era, a whole new day, and it gets me excited every morning when I wake up.
Oh, man. And so having this new partner, this big partner, in your opinion, even though they didn't come out of the network marketing world, they're a little more out of the hedge fund world, so to speak, or the investment world, so to speak, you've got great comfort that they're the real deal and they're going to treat this thing like the great business that it is.
Well, absolutely. They went out and hired one of the best CEOs from within the network marketing space and also one of the best marketing minds, we have, as a president of the company now, a marketing genius who actually flies across the pond from England to come over here to Dallas to work on a regular basis. And so we've got just an amazing, and I know your show is not about Legal Shield, but, I definitely am excited about what I do. And I think that's what it boils down to. When people are in network marketing, you have to have all the right ingredients there for you to make success happen for you. It's the you factor. I've been with the same company that other people in the company are in, and if they're not passionate about it, if they're not excited about it, if they don't have their why for doing the business, they're not going to go out and do the activity that's required. And so you have to have every ingredient. It's got to be the right timing, the right, a product that's priced to sell, that's priced for profit, that's got a good comp plan, it's got good mentorship. And that's why I went to Eric Worre's event out in Las Vegas a few months back. He asked me to come out there for the first time in my entire network marketing career. After 17 years, I've never gone outside of my company to train or to talk to people on a generic basis. And that's why I did it, because I've been blessed with a lot of success. I've watched over 1,000 people in the organization retire from their jobs because of the income they're making from their part-time Legal Shield business. My team has been paid in excess of $300 million. So, that's all happened within my own little bubble of my Legal Shield world. And I want to be able to reach out to other networkers that are in other companies that love what they do. They just need a little help. Maybe their mentor mentor doesn't know what they're doing, or maybe the mentor that does know what they're doing way up line, maybe that person's off the elevator and they're not really coaching and working in the trenches anymore. So that's why I came out with fostermentor.com as a blog, just to be able to share with people ideas, tips, techniques, how to do a three-way call properly, why to do three-way calls, or how to get consistency in their business, or how to use high tech and marry it with high touch. I mean, all that kind of stuff is what I'm trying to help everybody out outside of my little bubble.
And so, having said that, Robert Kiyosaki talks about this all the time. Your comp plan's important. Your pay plan's important. Obviously, your company's important, your products are important, but nothing's more important than the person that you jump in the foxhole with and the system that they have. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, it's most likely 99% of the time, your sponsor is not the person that's important to you. Your sponsor was just an usher leading you to the right person. So, you know, you got to go, you have to be smart enough to go seek that person out, seek out that mentor that's probably, you know, 2 levels, 5 levels, or even 50 levels above you, and find that person that knows what they're doing, cares enough about people. I mean, again, it's almost like you need to go interview your upline to find if they're a good fit for you. And if you go all the way upline, all the way straight to the company, and there's nobody there, now you got some soul searching to do, because you have to have a good mentor, somebody that not just cares about making money off of you, but wants to help you make money, but also is smart enough to know, like Robert Kiyosaki and some of these people talk about, is you need to learn how to not just make money, but to be able to keep your money and put overalls on your money and have your money go out and work for you, like you and I were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Now, that is so great. And if you're out there in the world and you're trying to join a company, I mean, I read that you sought out the best people in network marketing, the biggest earners and the best people, and you went and actually got mentored by them in order to get to where you are today. How important is that ongoing personal development?
It's huge. I mean, it's gotten cliche over time, but the old saying that if you're with the right company that actually does value personal development, this my business, the way I look at it, it's a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. And we all need to realize that in order for your income to grow, you got to grow. And if you don't grow, somehow if you get lucky and find a way to get your income to grow beyond you, money's like water. It seeks its own level. Your income will come right back down to who you are. If you're a $50,000 a year person and somehow you make $50,000 a month because you were with the right opportunity or whatever at the right time, whatever the case might be, it's going to come back down to $50,000 a year if you don't grow to meet your income. And if your income has not grown that you need to catch up to it, then and you want it to actually increase, grow yourself. And that comes from reading the books, listening to the CDs, attending the seminars, and just getting around the right information, the right environment, the right mentorship.
Now, one thing that I find in network marketing that just becomes a cancer for me is a lot of big earners have a tendency to think that they're as smart as their check's trying to tell them they are. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I see it all the time. And we have to catch ourselves. You know, sometimes we get our heads get real big. I totally see that. I see it happen everywhere. And I catch myself sometimes thinking, you know, you read your own press clippings and you think, oh, my gosh, I'm a better person than other people. You start looking at yourself in a different way. You know, your income in this business, typically, if it's earned right, if it's in the right company with the compensation plan is actually structured properly, where you actually get paid by helping others, your check should be nothing more than a measuring stick for the amount of lives that you've impacted, the amount of lives that you've changed.
There's
but
no
again, time exposure promotes you.
Okay, so I'm in a company that's been around for 14 years. I have no idea how long prepaid's been along, or prepaid Legal Shield's been around. But people all the time accuse me of saying, they're saying, hey, you know, the opportunity is in the rearview mirror. And I go, no, it's not. And not only that, there is stability here, and you're not taking people off a cliff. I want a company that's got a history if they've got a history, they're probably at a future versus all these brand new ideas that we do not know whether they're going to be successful or not. What's your opinion on that? I mean, it is hard to make one of these network marketing companies float. You need a lot of money and you need a lot of luck. And why on earth would you throw all your apples into some basket that isn't time proven? Does that make any sense? I mean, I'm just asking your opinion about that.
We see examples daily, and obviously in your interview just before me, you were talking about one of these, you know, companies that just came along and, you know, it's been around for a short bit, and it was exciting. People were jumping in and making money. But when people are jumping into a new deal and they're making money, that's the scariest thing in the world, because quite frankly, you know, you risk your time, your money, and your reputation when you get involved in a startup company. So make no mistake, you know, when a company goes down, you know, some of the network marketers say, oh, it's a great opportunity for us to go out and run and recruit those people. Well, yeah, let's go try to save some of those people for sure, but make no mistake, this hurts all of us in the network marketing profession. I mean, it causes the public to not trust our business model, which is sad. I always tell people that one of the most important things they should learn is not just how to go out and sell or how to go out and recruit, how to evaluate an actual network marketing business model, how to evaluate the opportunity. If people chose the right opportunity, then they actually can go out there and put the effort forward and have it actually be built on a foundation of cement versus in quicksand. And so, yeah, I would totally agree with you, Tom, that people getting involved with a company that's less than 5 years old, they're basically, they might as well go to Vegas or Atlantic City and just put bet on red or bet on black. It's just, there's no rhyme or reason to that. I just think people should really focus on learning how to evaluate the business model. And a startup company, I wouldn't do it. And I get approached like you, I'm sure, Tom, all the time. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. I don't want to make them feel bad. I don't want to make them feel like they don't know how to pick up the right company. I'm sure the twist of mind effect, you know, you see how much money you can make by going out and getting involved with one of these companies. And you want to believe that it's going to be solid. You want to believe it's going to be long term. You want to believe, but should you believe? That's the first question there.
And one of the things that you don't want as a variable is whether or not your company is going to be around. There's too many variables in front of you without having to look over the shoulder at the company, the product, or your comp plan. So I'm telling every one of you, and I know there's a couple of new network marketing companies that if I had to bet $10 million on it, I would say those companies are not going to fail. And I don't know which ones will fail and which ones don't. I happen to love a couple of new ones. I'll tell you, what I know is nothing. And so just eliminate as many variables as you can. Brian Carruthers, you have been a rock star. People can get a hold of you at brian.carruthers@att.net. I'm putting all his information on the website right now. I can't thank you enough for coming on, Brian. You're a rock star.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Brian Carruthers, everybody. He is the best. And I love the guy. I don't even know him. I'm going to get him involved with the ANMP. He doesn't know that yet.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Okay, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show. Hopefully you heard Kevin Thompson to open up this show. I usually do a monologue during that 20 minutes, but he is such a rock star. I busted him out of it and busted myself out of it and put him in. I've got a couple of minutes here, and my secret guest on the show was going to be somebody that has been through a company going out of business overnight. And what it does, and I don't care if you're making $40,000 a month, which was what this individual was making, or if you were making $4 a month, it rips your soul out. Not for the money, but for what it does to the people that you brought into the business. And I know a lot of people are pointing arrows at a lot of people, Troy Dooley, all the people over at Zeke, all those, and I don't know who. I know for a fact that Dooley wasn't part of any goofball scam. But I know that, and I don't, but the rest of the people, I don't know how deep they went, and that's for the federales to sort out. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I can guarantee you Troy Dooley didn't sleep 5 minutes last night, or the night before, or the night before. And the innocent leaders in Zeke didn't either. And they're going, what have I done? And I'll never forget Troy Dooley on the radio asking me, Tom, you read all the reports. You're a sophisticated guy. Why didn't you see this coming? And the fact, there were three facts. One, I knew there were warning signs, but it's hard to turn the Titanic. Two, I didn't know what to do. And number three, I didn't know it was going to happen that fast. And it almost killed me. But what it did to me was nothing compared to what it did to my guest here. And I want you to meet my guest, Denise Ann Chenault. Hi, Denise.
Secret guest. Hi, Tom. How are you?
You're my secret guest.
Yeah.
So how bad was that?
That was a bad day. Yeah, that was one of the worst days of our married life together, I think.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a total surprise. A few months leading up to it, things had gotten a little rocky, and we kind of sensed that, and so we weren't totally surprised, but we certainly thought that we had at least a couple more months to sort of make a transition, but we didn't have a vote. Basically.
Yeah. And it knocks your head off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it knocked our head off. And we always knew you and I would be okay. You know, we would come back and we would be okay. It wasn't about us in any way whatsoever. It was all about what about our team? You know, what about the over 12,000 people that we had brought into the organization? What about them? How can we protect those people going forward? And we just felt awful about it.
There's no doubt about it. And it just, it knocked our head off. And all of you out there that are mad at your upline, they didn't know. They didn't know. I guarantee you that this is as much a shock. I mean, I couldn't. I am a stockbroker. I was. I've been around the financial markets a million years. And I'm telling you, I couldn't figure that deal out. So for the normal person, they were just riding that tide. And that's what you do. And it's sick that it happened to those people. But man alive, you've got to cut those guys a little bit of slack that got you in. And everybody's in the same jackpot. Robin Ruscio said, I should be directing you to the SEC or the FTC or the FBI or whatever it is. Call whoever you want. I'm going to tell you something right now. It is a terrible thing for everybody concerned. It's terrible for the industry. The only thing that came out that was great about that, and you'll tell, you know, my phone started ringing the minute the news hit, and we had to hire an assistant just to empty our voicemail. And I got to know more great people in network marketing as a result of that company going down. And I figured out who I wanted to be in the foxhole with and who I didn't. I wish I would have known that before. But one thing that came out of it is I really found out who the professional network marketers were and the amateurs. And that was good. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, what was really great about it was that we got hundreds of phone calls, and people were so sympathetic and kind to us during that time, and a lot of people didn't recruit us. They just wanted to, you know, basically offer their condolences and offer their support, and that was really great. And knowing that we had family outside of our family, so to speak, and that really made us feel good.
Yeah, so we're going to come back right after this. We're going to open up with Troy Dooley. I'm going to try to get Garrett McGrath to try to call in for almost the whole hour, because he's obviously the president of the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. And I'll tell you, this is a very, very serious time for our profession. We'll be right back.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.